Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Jay is cracking up. What's going on?
Well, first off, good morning, Max.
Good morning.
I'm dying because we only have like four minutes to run to the bathroom during our break time, right? In between segments. So you find yourself like rushing, like you're never just like, typically when you go into the bathroom, like, let me settle in. So
well, wait a minute. What are you doing in those 4 minutes?
You're doing a lot. You're trying You're trying to get a lot done.
I'm just trying to do the normal amount done. You're trying to get a lot done in
I'm
there.
I'm trying
huh?
to get extra done.
In 4 minutes?
I mean, what else? I'm doing a 4-hour show.
And by the way, God forbid that bathroom right there is locked and you got to go all the way down the hall.
And Barry, I'm out here on one leg, okay? I could barely run as it is anyway. So I'm like tearing an ACL.
I know you ran pretty good in the 2-on-2.
Well, we didn't really run. I was just crossing people over. It's more lateral. But I come back to my desk and we're getting ready for the top of the show. And obviously, you're seeing on the come in. We're talking about the Kristaps Porzingis trade and how that's going to make Boston look. And then Marcus Smart going to Memphis and Tyus Jones and the 35th pick, going to Washington and Washington's continued malpractice. We'll see what happens with the Wizards. And I see this list, and you guys have been busting my chops about the list for the last couple of days.
Yeah, you refuse to make lists.
So obviously, I told you that reductive was a word. I taught you something
true.
During the last
No, segment. I knew reductive was a word. It was just out of context.
Did you?
Yes.
Are you
Absolutely.
Sure?
I wouldn't lie about that.
Okay, so there's a list on my desk when I walk back in. It says 4J. And it goes, ductives.
Ductives. Let's ductives. Hear the ductive list.
And Pat just, Officer Costello, reductive, seductive, inductive, deductive, adductive.
Adductive is a good
adductive.
One. Deductive. They said already, yeah.
Yep. Productive.
Productive.
Reproductive.
Yes.
And conductive.
Those are good ductives.
Yeah, good ductives.
Good ductives.
So a
on
list
that
of
list.
All the ductives.
Yeah. Adductive list.
Adductive list, yeah.
Not bad.
But you know what? No numbering. He didn't, number.
Up.
See, this is the problem. And it starts from the top down.
We should number the ductives.
Here's the issue.
Number nine.
Our leadership here currently with Nuno and Officer Costello. Yeah. And there's no numbers here. They're yelling at me for not giving numbers on a list, but we got no numbers on the ductive list.
Yeah,
number
messed
eight.
Up. By the way, I had thought something when you were describing that you can't run. You know what I realized? We should pitch this, Jay.
What?
When you had
you're pitching it right
when
now.
You had well the reason you can't run is because of the accident which curtailed what would have otherwise been a great NBA career, right?
Yeah, I don't like you bringing up my accident.
No, hold on. Here we go.
Okay. Is it going to make us money?
In fiction, what would happen? Either that would give you special crossover abilities or they'd have to make it by right there
right.
would be some addition to it because now the way it's bent your crossover was even sicker. See what I mean?
The way it was bent your crossover.
By the way, that Joe Frazier was built, his left arm could not fully extend, so it was kind of bent in a hook, and it gave him one of the probably the greatest left hook of all time.
I have a leg that's bent in a hook.
Yeah, and maybe it gives you extra, what would that be
it
good?
Does
see what I'm saying?
Extra power, you're right.
Moving along.
Wait, now we have a list. Pat actually has numbered the deductives.
Hold on. Before you go there, Jay, just let you know, Pat went rogue. Occasionally there's a bad apple, right? Make sure everyone's on the same page.
Just one bad apple.
There's a bad apple in the
bunch. Only takes one.
Yes, exactly. And Pat's that bad apple.
Okay. All right. Coach just throwing another player right under the bus.
Number one.
No, you don't start at number one. You know the rules.
Number eight.
Give this man number eight.
Number eight.
There you go.
Adductive.
Why is
number seven?
Adductive is. I agree with that. That's the least used.
Jay, this is my list. Okay, let me speak my truth.
Wow. Okay.
Number eight. Right. Adductive. Number seven.
Number eight. Number seven.
Inductive.
Inductive should be higher. Incorrect.
Wait, this is his list. Wait. Adductive. Okay, got it. Seven. Inductive.
Number six.
Okay.
Number six.
Deductive.
Wow.
Boy, you really
number five.
Number five.
Wow.
Reductive.
Reductive.
Number four.
Productive.
Okay. Number three.
Conductive.
Number two.
Reproductive.
Number one.
Seductive.
You heard the way he said it.
Seductive.
Pat, what does the word conductive mean that you have it at number three?
It conduces.
It does conduce. That's correct.
Oh, look. Okay,
Jay, Pat. Are you going to tweet this out so he can get the hate?
He said it conduces. What a line.
We should now do the deuces.
What a line. We should do
now
the deuces
Now do a list
next.
On the deuces. This is Keyshawn, J. Will Max, coming to you live from the Seaport District of Pier 17, brought to you by Chase.
What a line.
Would you like to have a deductive or inductive conversation about the Celtics right now?
Productive, maybe.
And the no, productive. Yeah, it could be productive. Sure.
It could be productive.
But
inductive.
The question is, how inductive. Do you get to the production? Do you do it inductively or deductively?
We're doing it inductively.
I agree.
Not yes. Seductively.
Inductively, not, we start from one place, we get to another.
I don't want to do it seductively.
No, you don't want to, unless you want to seduce
don't
the listener.
Don't look at me like that.
How am I looking at you?
No, don't.
Oh, you I think can't. I'm too seductive. No, is that it?
It's awkward. Don't. Oh, God. This is awkward.
I mean, I remember we put so a picture of me from Friday Night Fights in like 1998 on the screen yesterday, and Yates started going into, look what he's doing with his eyes. I wasn't doing anything with my eyes.
No.
Are you giving,
yeah,
is it blue
gazing
steel?
He was gazing into the camera.
I happen to have that ability. Professional male model.
I mean, hopefully. Hey, if you're facially gifted, you know, you got yeah. You got to work with what you got. Dog.
I'm hoping this doesn't lead to number two on the list. That would be really awkward.
Is it blue steel?
Oh, yes.
What kind of look is it?
I only have one look.
It's like a smolder.
Yes, it's blue steel.
It's a,
it's a
big
it's a
smolder.
You're right. Smolder is the right word. It's smoldering. That's right.
And Sade's the smolder music.
Yeah.
Welcome. Oh, it is. It is. Yes,
welcome
for
in,
sure.
Welcome in.
You should just start doing it randomly throughout the course of the show and see if the audience actually thinks it works.
What, blue steel or a smolder?
Yeah.
Just
look
give
into
a
the
wild,
camera right now.
Give him a wild taken in
there
smolder.
It is.
No, that's not really a smolder. That's more like.
The eyebrows me. Are up a little.
Yeah,
boy, look at that handsome sucker.
Not, it's not really,
I didn't realize. I thought I got more and more handsome as I got older, but in fact, I've always been very handsome.
No, you got. Yeah, that wasn't your best.
No?
No. That's right. Like, that's like a John B. look to it.
Well,
oh
I mean,
my
it was
God.
The style.
That is a John B.
Yeah, I used to
can
get
we
that
put
a lot.
John B. on that?
I used to get that sometimes.
Just
I'm
give this
gonna,
man
I'm
a single
lie.
Shot, and I want him to give us a smolder. Give him a single shot. There it is. Turn up the music a little bit. Now chin down.
Yeah, you direct me.
Chin down. Mm-hmm. Eyes interglaze now.
Interglazed. I got to figure out what that means.
Interglaze
I'll now. This is my interpretation of interglaze.
Ooh. Ooh.
That was my interglaze.
The lips, when the lips tightened. Yes. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Now we're back to sports. Frank, we're back to sports.
I would swipe right.
I would swipe right.
That's right.
Wait.
As
wait,
a matter
Yates,
of fact, I
wait,
once did
wait,
a
Yates,
modeling campaign, wait a minute, for Levi's Slate back in the day, and Avedon, one of the most famous photographers ever, was the one who took
Max.
The pictures, and he didn't give me any better direction than the Jay just gave me, just now. Yes.
Yates, you would swipe right on Max?
Yeah, I would swipe right. That's a good pick, man.
That's a good pick. See?
It's intriguing. I'm like, oh, why is he gazing into my eyes like yeah. this? Let me
interglazed.
Swipe right.
Interglazed.
Learn more interglazed. About this guy.
Mm. Seductive.
Seductive.
Swipe up. Super light.
This segment swipe. Has been real.
I just can't see myself anymore because of my eye.
Super swipe.
Super
swipe. Swipe right.
That might be a new feature they could add to this.
Super swipe.
Super swipe for sure.
Have you ever actually been on an app like that? I've never in my life.
Yes.
You have been on an
oh,
app
yeah.
like that. Must be great. I imagine it's great. People could just don't have to leave the house.
Yeah, I mean, it gets a little bit, it becomes extra.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I would think it becomes less, not extra.
But
extra.
That was a
go
long time ago. That was a long time ago. Not
I see.
Who I am.
I see.
Yeah.
KP to the Celtics. Jay.
They swiped right on KP.
They did. Marcus Smart to the Grizzlies. How does this affect the landscape of each conference?
Well, it puts the Celtics in pole position mm-hmm. in the Eastern Conference. They are the favorite. They should win the Eastern Conference, but yet we still say that July 1st free agency starts. I still need to see what moves Philadelphia is making, what moves, if any, Milwaukee is making instead of just signing back their core, and also what's going on down with the Miami Heat, if they're able to pull this off with Dame Lillard. If they are able to pull it off with Dame, I still would probably have Boston as a slight favorite, but Miami will be right there. So, it definitely sets them apart. I think it's a player who unlocks both Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown because they could be used complementary towards each other in that trio.
Why?
Because if you thought a pick and roll with Al Horford was lethal, what the hell do you think a pick and roll with Kristaps Porzingis will be? So
who can shoot it from the outside, can roll to the rim,
point shooter,
but the main thing is 7'3".
Yes, and by the way, it's Joe Mazzulla now will have to find out what's the right construction time-wise and personnel-wise to activate that properly in the right scheme, right? So there's a lot of pressure now on Joe Mazzulla. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if you're running a pick and roll towards a strong side in which you have Jason Tatum on, right? You have Jaylen Brown dancing with the ball at the top with Kristaps, with him rolling or picking and popping, reading offense.
Just an issue of execution. There's nothing you can do.
Oh, come on. And you can have Derek White as a shooter. You have Malcolm Brogdon as a shooter in the corner. You still have Robert Williams, if he can maintain healthy, with the defensive principles he brings to the table for this team.
Robert, Time Lord is a real good defender. Real. When they had Tice back then, I thought, you know, before they started Time Lord, I thought, Tice is good. He can do this and that. But when Robert Williams took over, it's like, oh my God, wait a minute, this is different.
You just need him to be available.
Yeah, right.
You need him to be available.
He needs to be health lord, Jay. What about Marcus Smart to the Grizzlies?
I love it. I mean, look, so obviously when you think about the Eastern Conference, like I may mention before, you still got the Celtics, 76ers. We'll see if the Knicks can make any moves. Cavs are still there as well. We'll talk about the Bulls later in the show and what they do with Zach LaVine. But as it relates to the Western Conference, a conference that so many people talked about being up in the air, even though I said that Denver was the team to beat the whole season, I love what this brings to the locker room. So obviously you have the 25-game suspension max for Ja Morant. But the one thing that you always felt like that hindered Memphis from getting there was the lack of maturity in the locker room. Right. And you had guys like Dylan Brooks, and you heard Jaren Jackson talk about it on Paul George's podcast, right? Where it was like, yeah, do you think we gave LeBron James extra incentive to beat us? Like, you're poking the bear, like Dylan Brooks said. Yeah, there's a time and there's a place for that. Now I think you have a leader in the locker room that says, yo, in order, we can't just talk about being that team. This is how we're going to be that team. And now you have two players on their team, one big and one guard, who are both defensive player of the years in this league.
Yeah, that's crazy. Front court.
That's huge for them.
You got two defensive players of the years, one in the front court, one in the back court.
And I'm still going to say,
both in or around their primes. Jackson's getting there. Smart's in his.
There's still one piece that they're missing. I still think they need to go out and get a guy like OG Anunoby. If they're able to get a guy like OG from Toronto, I think he is that 3-and-D type player. I think he can shoot the ball from the outside. Mm-hmm. I think he can slash and get to the rim. Mm-hmm. And he fits in culture-wise for Zach Kleiman and his team. But I think getting Marcus Smart is the right leader and it's the right player, veteran player to say, yo, Ja, come here. This is how we're going to roll.
Mm-hmm.
This is how we're going to communicate. And this is how we're going to build the right principles for this foundation, for this team to win a chip.
What about a guy like Anunoby? Think he would fit, Jay?
I hate when you do that.
Is the Wembanyama hype real? Is it deserved? Keyshawn, Jay Willimax, ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Jay, I'm glad you like my idea of OG Anunoby to the Memphis Grizzlies. Do you like it? Do you co-sign that idea?
I like the idea of your smolder look even better.
Oh, it's a smolder. You put an SH in it
smolder
now.
Smolder look.
Smolder.
Yeah, because what's it, a smolder? It's a smolder look.
It's a smolder. When I do it, it's a smolder.
We got to bring David Dennis Jr. Yep. into this conversation.
And Skate
Senior Rider. Yep, that host of Rap Stories. But, David, quick question for you. And then I want to pitch you something. Does Max Yates put up the photo real quick, Jerry?
99. This is me in 99.
This is Max in 1999. I want you to break down if there's a similarity between Max and John B.
Friday Night Fight shirt on. I was already on national TV.
You know, old school John B. Do you see the John B. in there?
Yeah, we're getting some serious John. It's in the goatee. It's in the goatee. Very serious John B. vibes. Very 90s R&B. Mm-hmm. At night you might wear a do-rag that doesn't really function.
Exactly.
But I feel it.
Tell him, David.
You know
David,
what? Kango all day. I was like the Kango kid from Kango. UFO okay.
David, you ready? They don't know.
Yeah.
They don't know.
They don't know. Yeah, they don't know. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out which barbershops did you go to? Did you go
Puerto Rican one?
No. This is a standard issue haircut. I had a Caesar. I had a Caesar fade.
Uh-huh.
I had a high top. This is just standard issue, some stuff in my hair.
Okay.
You know, little right. regular hair.
No. You're getting lined up in the face. Somebody's lining you up.
Listen. I did go to Dominican barbershop uptown when I had the Caesar to get lined up straight razor, but that's me. No one lined me up. That's me just with a regular razor.
Absolutely. All cap. I believe you. You're going to the barbershop. You're looking at the poster. You're saying, give me the number 7. You're like, give me the number 7.
I could do that right now. And by the way, don't need a straight razor. You give me like a Bic. I could do that right now.
No way.
Yes, man.
No way. Yep. You can't even grow the little line down from the upper lip down. You can't even grow. No, it's not.
You're good. I think
you're going to. Jay, you don't see it as much.
In 2023, you're going to have to go to get the Carlos Boozer special and just Beijing that whole thing.
David, why don't do my dude like that? Leave Booze. Booze had nothing to do with this conversation, man.
Yeah, just, boy.
The iconic Beijing moment of our time.
Blues. Hey, Dennis, David Dennis Jr., Antscape writer, host of Rap Stories, is with us on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. David, we were told yesterday. Who said yesterday he's the greatest prospect ever?
Corey Alexander
talked about the pure shot. Mm.
He said that he agreed with Woj that this
he cleared that up. He said Woj said it and he co-signed it. Mm. You know, had twice as many blocks, something like that, as Gobert in the same league. This right, you know, given roughly the same number of games. What are your thoughts on Wembanyama?
Yeah, I think raw talent-wise, he always had that potential to be the best prospect ever. I mean, we can talk all the stats, but I know that I watched this guy shoot a three-pointer and miss it and put back his own three-point dunk. Like, those are things we've never seen ever happen, right? And you mentioned the defense is Gobert-like, the jump shot, KD-like. But I think what elevates him to that potential of greatest prospect ever is actually where he's going to end up. He's going to the Spurs. He's going to a place that is going to maximize that talent. He's going to be somewhere that will make sure that he is as healthy as possible, that he's the teammates around him to make him as good as possible and to make them not contenders immediately, but at least a fringe playoff team very, very early in his career, which is something that we, you know, LeBron was not a playoff team this early in his career. And so going to the Spurs is going to maximize him to this level where we're talking about best prospect ever, best rookie year ever, all that type of stuff. You're with Pop, you're with the organization, with teammates, and they're going to make sure that this guy does not fail.
You see, so I guess, David, that depends on how you define prospect, right? Are you thinking about what a player could be, or are you telling me what he is going to be? Because I find it hard to say that even though Victor has like the size, the length, we've never seen anything in the game of basketball before like him. It's still hard for me to say he's a better prospect than LeBron James because LeBron James was ready to dominate first day he stepped in the Cleveland Cavs uniform. The body was built differently. The size and the frame were ready for impact to absorb it, to play through it, and the numbers prove something very differently. And I'm not sure that Victor is going to be able to hit the ground and just be that impact player, and we're going to be talking about the Spurs in the playoffs in his first year.
So this is what I think Wemby has that LeBron did not have, is that Wemby's been playing with adults this whole entire time. So we can talk about Wemby and his body and not being in how it looks to us, but he's been playing against grown men, you know, for a while.
Overgrown
and so
men.
LeBron was actually overgrown men, right? And so LeBron was playing at the biggest guy, the most, you know, talented, athletic guy on the court against high school kids, ninth graders, 10th graders, right? Wemby's been playing real basketball this whole time. So I think, you know, the eye test for a lot of us, we see him and say he needs a whole lot of work on his body to be ready. But what we've seen on the court is a guy who can hold up, you know, to that sort of rigor, hold up defensively, hold up, you know, on the perimeter and in the post. I mean, the game is complete. The guy can do all this. You talk about LeBron hitting the ground running. I think LeBron had, what, 25 points his first game? Mm-hmm. You can't tell me that it's not possible that Wemby won't have 25 points in his first game.
You want to hear something crazy, guys, talking to David Dennis Jr., Antscape writer, senior writer, host of Rap Stories here on KJM ESPN Radio. You know what, here's something crazy? You know what I think the best predictor of a guy's career is at a certain hype level is actually the amount of hype he gets. Think about this for a second. Who were the two most hyped? Kareem and LeBron. Those two guys are pushing Jordan, right? At the very, very top. Who was the next most hyped? I would actually say Shaq. Remember the hype around Shaq? Because we'd seen Patrick Ewing, we'd seen David Robinson. He came out and Shaq is under those guys. Who's hyped after that? I would say David Robinson and Patrick Ewing, because Robinson would have gone first, but he was in the military, right? So Pat, and those guys are both Hall of Famers. Even Zion, tremendously hyped. He has not stayed healthy, but when on the court from day one was like a high-level all-star. So risk aside, I would say, and Dennis, you tell me if you agree or disagree. Sorry, Dennis. David, you tell me if you agree or disagree. I think he's been hyped more than anyone except Kareem and LeBron. I would say he's gotten equal hype to a guy like Shaq. Doesn't that suggest there's a very good chance he winds up one of the greatest players ever if he stays healthy?
Yeah, I mean, the people who are saying these things about him being best prospect ever, these are trained professionals in the art of grading prospects. You know, like they've seen these sort of comparatives throughout the time. And I think one name that we have to add to that conversation is Tim Duncan, who ironically, as we all know, went to the Spurs and was maximized the talent because he went to that Spurs team. So I think, yeah, over the course of history, more often than not, when we talk about evaluating and who are these sort of overhyped, super hyped people, they don't get them wrong a lot of times, and barring some sort of catastrophic fluky injury or something like that. But even when we talk about some of the other hype, the Greg Odens of the world, things like that, they had the injury history coming
and
into
weren't hyped the
league.
Same way. Even Duncan, like there were those, Keith Van Horn, right? Like I mean, when Patrick Ewing came out, there was no doubt he was going number one. When David Robinson came, going number one for sure.
Hey, David, real quick, because we have to go to break, but with the right comp, would you be mad at this comp for Victor Wembanyama? Is he Ralph Sampson meets Dirk Nowitzki?
I could see that. I think so. But I would say actually maybe, I mean, because of the height with Sampson. But I would say Olajuwon, because of that defense, the blocks, Nowitzki type of thing, that speed mixed with throw a little KD in there. Also, I mean, these are all of these are top 15 guys pretty much. And he's a mix of pretty much all the top 15 guys and taller than pretty much all of them.
It's unbelievable. All right. David Dennis Jr., appreciate it as always.
Of course, of course. Thanks for having me, fellas.
Thanks for confirming the John B. look. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm not denying it. That's what
I feel you.
Victor Wembanyama, Scoot Henderson. You're saying like that's a bad thing back
no,
then.
No, I didn't say it was a bad thing. That's how you interpret it. Why are you getting so sensitive?
I know, I did. For some reason, that, I don't
what
know.
Just happened?
I don't know what the hell that was about.
John B. music, man.
You, I don't know. You touched a nerve for some reason. I didn't even know it was there. Victor Wembanyama, Scoot Henderson, Brandon Miller. Find out where they go in this year's NBA draft. I'll give you a hint. It'll be Victor Wembanyama 1, Brandon Miller 2, Scoot Henderson 3. Listen, coverage begins tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern, on one of the most anticipated drafts ever on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Believe it or not, Joel Embiid will lead the Sixers to a title, believe it or not, coming up.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Time to play Believe It or Not, Nuno.
All right. First and foremost, if these questions are really good, believe it. I wrote them. Mm-hmm. If they were, if they're not,
don't
believe it.
Yep.
All right. We'll start off, and Jay, I'll start with you. Believe it or not, Joel Embiid will lead the 76ers to a title.
I believe it. Look, Denver was able to be patient around building around Jokic, right? Obviously, you see Jamal Murray, Aaron Gordon. They had the right pieces, and obviously that's led them to winning a championship. I do believe that Joel Embiid has been close, even though they haven't got out of the second round. They have the talent, right? Like, it starts with Joel Embiid. The question is, how do you unlock Tyrese Maxey? I think Maxey can be an all-star in this league. There are guys out there, if James Harden does not want to participate, which I would go a different direction. I would go more of a Fred VanVleet if I can get him. I think he understands how Nick Nurse wants to play. And I think with some other additional pieces, the likes of Fred VanVleet, even though it's a tiny bitty backcourt.
You like VanVleet on every team.
No, I don't. I like him actually on Philly, unless you can get Dame.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you can get Dame with Joel Embiid. Wow.
Yeah, by the way,
like,
you get Dame, move. You get Dame, you win the championship next year.
But I do believe that Philly is very close, and you have to upgrade from James Harden if you can.
I don't know if I believe he'll win it with Philadelphia. I think he will win it in his career. If they don't put the right pieces around him, eventually he's going to want to bounce. But, Jay, the year that Kawhi, that shot rattled around three and went in and out three times, you know, hit the rim three times before it went in. If it doesn't go in, I think Philadelphia probably already won one, right? If
Jimmy Butler, Ben Simmons, that squad.
Yeah.
JJ, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. They came, you know, that could have, right there, the fates just didn't, you know, it went out, and it went in instead of out for Kawhi's shot, and that was it for Philly. I think he's going to win one. I don't know if it's going to be in Philly.
All right, I got a place for he can go. And Max, I'll start with you on this one. Believe it or not, the Knicks will win an NBA championship in the next 25 years.
Next 25 years?
I mean, I got to keep the window open. All right, Jay?
I believe it because if they don't, that'll be 75 years without a championship. Even the sorriest franchises usually don't go 75 years. And actually, the Knicks are being competently run now for the first time since really – I guess Jeff Van Gundy was coach, right? They're being competently run.
I believe it. I think they have so many assets. They keep compiling more assets, and they're just not taking swings.
Right.
Right? Like, they're being strategic. They're thinking through how they want to build and the culture. And like I said before, I told you, Max, that when they had a chance to get Jalen Brunson, everybody was like, oh, that money. I'm like, that money is going to look like a great deal in time.
It looks like
due to
deal.
All these new media right deals that are coming on.
It's one, it's one of the most team-friendly deals in sports right now.
It's a value deal for Jalen Brunson. So I like their assets. I like the direction they're going.
Jalen Brunson's great. Yeah.
All right, Jay. Start with you on this one. Believe it or not, Aaron Rodgers will win the NFL MVP.
This year or just in general?
Just in general.
Again in his career, yes, one more time. Okay. He'll win his fifth MVP at some point.
I don't believe it because I believe that Aaron Rodgers with the Jets will win a Super Bowl. I firmly believe that it's not going to be about the MVP numbers. I think his play will be at a very high level. But I think it's more so right now for Aaron Rodgers at this stake. It's the team that he has around him and the pieces that can ultimately lead to the success. If I were Aaron Rodgers, that's all I want. I can care less about a damn MVP.
Yeah, I'm going to say I don't believe it. I think Rodgers can play very well and win another Super Bowl. But there's just so much competition. And also, as he ages, you know, like Tom Brady could have won the MVP when Rodgers won it. But you know, as you age, you become generally a little less effective, and then year over year. And in addition to that, look at the competition in the league now. You know, Rodgers changed the game. He's not given enough credit. All of a sudden, he's throwing 40 touchdowns and basically not throwing any interceptions. And then that became the standard. Oh, you can't have even double-digit interceptions. Wasn't really like that till Rodgers came along. But now, you know, the effect is there are lots of other guys doing that too, and so it's harder to win an MVP.
All right, guys, and Max, I'll start with you. Believe it or not, the Celtics are the biggest threat to the Nuggets in the NBA.
Yeah, at this moment, I believe it. At this moment, I believe it because they added Porzingis without really thinning out the depth of the roster, unlike what the Suns had to do. And so as we stand today, I believe that is true. The Celtics are the biggest threat to the Nuggets.
I would say Celtics 1, Phoenix 2.
Right.
Phoenix 2.
Yeah.
That for right now. With the way things are right now, currently, still a lot of moving parts. But yes, I think the depth, I think how Porzingis opens up, how it gives them more depth from the big position with Al Horford and Robert Williams. And I think Derek White is going to have a phenomenal year.
Basically, of the second, Phoenix has the better big three, clearly. But Boston probably has the second best big three in the league. And then the rest of the roster, there's no comparison. They have a much better roster than Phoenix.
All right. Believe it or not, Max, hammocks are terrible.
Not.
What was that?
Hammocks are awesome. Why are hammocks terrible?
Again, bad questions, Pat.
Pat.
No, hammocks. Now, I will say this. I haven't been in a hammock in a while, and with my discs in my back, I don't know if I could. They might be bad for me.
You've never been in a hammock before?
Hammocks are fresh.
You can get into it. You're never getting back out of it.
Where do you find a hammock at? You just pull it out your trunk?
No, you got to go to. Usually, you go to some place and someone has a hammock for some reason.
Oh, there's nothing best when there's nothing better than when there's a hammock next to the beach.
See, I saw someone doing live in Connecticut. I'm like, I need to get away from this place.
Why don't I have a hammock?
What is going on?
I ought to go get a hammock. Hammocks.
Just read a book, listen to nature, chill out.
Yeah.
Nah.
Why don't I have a hammock?
No.
I could have had a hammock. I never did.
You sit down in a chair for 5 hours a day, Yates.
But that's then I stand up. I got a good back. A lot of miles on my back, but I got a good back. But I can't
see out of my left
eye. I feel like I'm too tall
for
a hammock. I never seen no one over 6'2 in a hammock before.
Broke back, Max.
Wow.
Hey, yo! Nuno? Is that
He's
it? Bounce back,
himself.
Nuno. Bounce back. Get in the game.
Bounce back. I was going to say I'm too short and whatever to try to get on hammocks. Max.
Nuno, is it hard for you to get on a hammock?
I mean, it depends on, what the height is. It's going to be kind of awkward.
You got a Jokic vertical?
He's a little vertically
challenged. You asked him a direct question. Are you too short to get in a hammock? And then he said, it depends on what the height is.
Yeah, is it one of those?
Is that a yes?
You got to be certain height to ride the ride
depends,
type
right?
stuff.
Well, I can get on rides. I'm tall enough to get on rides. All right, guys? But is it one of those that, is it it's attached to trees, or is it,
Yeah, trees.
Yeah.
Or is it,
Does it matter?
Yeah, no, you can do the thing that it comes self-supporting, right? Like, with the two...
So y'all don't be worried about, bugs and stuff? Were you chilling in his hammock in the wilderness? What are we doing?
No.
The wilderness.
What are you doing in the middle of the forest? It could be in somebody's backyard.
Yeah.
What?
Man.
What do you mean? It's like saying you don't hang outside during a cookout? You're hanging outside.
But I'm not hanging in a... hammock at a cookout with
you're sitting
meal.
Down in a chair with at a cookout.
I
same
love a
thing.
Hammock. Yeah,
you we can't play spades in a hammock.
Well,
man.
Obviously not.
We should get one for Yates. He got for his backyard now.
I do take got a book into the
now.
Hammock.
Yates
you
got
start
a
to read the book and then you fall asleep.
Lot of grass. Jay.
You got a backyard, Yates?
Lot of grass, dog.
Go ahead, baby. You done come up. You done coming up in the game.
And we got a deck. So woo. You know what I mean spades?
Wait, whoa! Did you just say we?
Oh.
Boy.
We got to go to break,
fam. Oh, boy, that happened.
AJ,
We're building it under the radar, right? Break. He didn't say anything about that.
He said it quick.
AJ.
We're building.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
That's what she said to you, Yates. Come and rescue me.
See, the reason,
take
Jay,
me the club. Take me
that I'm a stickler for things like when people use disinterested when they mean uninterested.
Yes.
Oh, what difference does it make? You lose language over time. You lose the ability to articulate ideas precisely.
Mm.
If someone uses the word, for example, which I've read in the New Yorker, actually, someone disinterested when they meant uninterested. Since they have distinct meanings, even if they, well, nowadays it's acceptable to use both. The only reason you would ever use disinterested when in fact you mean uninterested. Uninterested, you're not interested. Disinterested, you're dispassionate. You're neutral. You're not, you don't have a
horse
in the race. You're indifferent. So the only reason you would use that is if you didn't know the difference. And then a useful word kind of drifts out of existence.
What made you give that English lesson? What?
Brandon Miller.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I like this.
Said that Paul George is his GOAT. GOAT, of course, stands for greatest of all time. Listen to what he was asked and how he answered the question.
You're young. Older people, young people often have this LeBron and Michael conversation. I'm not going to ask you who's the greatest because that's old. But because you've been in Michael's presence and because you grew up liking LeBron, as a young person, do you feel like that conversation is just overdone?
No, because I actually don't think LeBron is, you know, the GOAT of basketball. I think my GOAT of basketball is Paul George. And, you know, I always grew up watching him, so it's never just LeBron's, right?
My GOAT of basketball GOAT is Paul George. He has, and I think the floodgates are about to open on the word GOAT now, because it's starting to drift in this direction. It becomes, well, it's subjective. And so now he's saying, personally for me, here's another definition of a word people usually get wrong. They say emulate when they mean imitate.
Okay, all right, we got it.
Paul George is a guy who I think Miller wants to emulate, meaning you try to do what match or surpass what he did, that standard he set. Similar type of player. He's thinking, oh, I want to be that or more. So in his mind, that's what he's shooting for. That's the greatest thing he can be. That's Paul George. It's his GOAT. And pretty soon, before you know what GOAT is going to mean, is someone's favorite player. It's not even going to mean greatest. It's going to mean, no, that's my favorite player. It's going to mean, that's what GOAT is going to come to mean, Jay.
I'm okay with that. Are you not? Do you have a problem with that? It seems like it rubs you the wrong way.
Probably I don't have as big a problem as I'm making it seem right now, but yeah, I got a little problem with it, yeah.
But I mean, at the end of the day, it's like when you get into this conversation about whether your GOAT is Michael Jordan, mm-hmm. whether my GOAT is LeBron James, yeah. Like these are things that you argue about in the barbershop. So if you're saying that, hey—
Come like, with Paul George in the barbershop, see what
yeah,
happens.
Yeah, but like for me, like I know he said it that way.
But he didn't mean it. He meant favorite.
I think he meant it that way because if his game emulates Paul George— He is well on his way. Because when I watch him play at Alabama, like my NBA comp is, it's never just one player. I think that is weak when you just give one player. Who's who this player reminds me of? It has to be a combination of multiple players, right? Because different skill sets combined equal something different. Mm-hmm. So for me, when I watch him, there's a little bit of a Paul George with some of the skill set. Mm-hmm. But there's also, considering he's 6'10 and the lankiness of his body, and the way he can stretch the defense, there's a Rashad Lewis there too.
But Paul George is lanky and can stretch the defense.
Yeah, but Rashad Lewis was 6'10", 6'11".
Right, and Paul George was 6'8", 6'9". Yeah.
6'8", right?
He's a big, tall
6'8",
though.
I actually think Paul George is one of the most underrated players we have in this league. I think he's one of the most cold-blooded assassins with how he can score in the mid-range, how he can score in the deep range, and his overall handle, and how he can get to the middie. So good. Like he's been injured, so people don't talk about him as much. And he's with the Clippers with Kawhi.
And he's come up small in some big moments in the playoffs. That's true. Yeah, I agree with your assessment, but we got to be honest about that.
That's fine. But I'm talking about, you know, whether you want to throw come up small moments. I could care less about that sometimes. I'm just talking about individual skill set and what I see on the court.
But I think when you're at that level of Paul George, and I think you described him right, when those moments come, if you succeed in those moments, you're thought of a whole different way because every other part of his game, as you mentioned, is elite or close to it. So when you come through in the bit like Kawhi, Kawhi is Paul George with bigger hands in certain respect. Like, Kawhi can do a lot. They're on the same team. There is some redundancy there. But Kawhi's the best player on the team. If they're both healthy, Kawhi's better than Paul. That's why, like, when Brandon Miller says Paul George is his GOAT, dude, he's the second best player on his own team. How could he be the greatest player of all time?
Yeah, but I don't think he's calling him the greatest
player. He's not,
player
right.
Of all
he doesn't,
yeah,
GOAT does not stand for
it's,
that.
It's for, his, for it's Brandon his Miller. Version of who his GOAT is for him and what he wants to do in his
but
life.
This is the problem I feel with a loss of objectivity in, like, youth, and I'm an old man, when youth culture, when everyone's like, my truth, this is my truth. Yes, people have subjective points of view based on their own experiences and everything, but that doesn't make them all valid. The feelings are all valid,
yes,
but the thoughts are not all valid. One thought is not as valid as the next. One feeling may be, but not the thought. What Brandon Miller's talking about are feelings. That's different than thoughts.
So it bothers you.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, apparently so. You keep talking. The more you talk, it seems like the angrier you get about it. It doesn't bother me as much.
Exactly. I'm just philosophizing.
It doesn't bother me because what? Somebody's going to yell from the rafters. You don't know what GOAT really means. At the end of the day, this dude's going to be the second pick in the draft. Who cares who he emulates his game after?
If you look at our broader culture, Jay, there's a kind of post-truth, right? Well, this is an alternative set of facts.
You're taking it to that. Wow.
Yeah, it is. I think it's part of the part and parcel. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm blaming this kid Miller for the downfall of Western civilization. Yeah, no, I don't know. Look, GOAT means greatest of all time, but not for
we went down
Brandon
this path.
Miller. That's right.
I can't.
I'm philosophizing a little bit. Let's open it up a little bit.
Oh, by the way,
yeah,
he's going to Charlotte.
Yeah.
He's going to Charlotte.
Right.
Yeah. 1, 2, and 3 are locked.
Locked.
Like, I mean, Scoot Henderson should go to Portland. And the reason why I'm not taking Scoot Henderson to Charlotte is because I have LaMelo Ball. And even though he's going through the injury, like, that's too much redundancy.
30 seconds left, Jay, in this segment. Is Henderson ever going to be able to shoot it well enough to be a superstar?
Yeah, he shoots the ball. I mean, he shoots the ball better than Russell Westbrook, and he plays very similarly to Russell Westbrook. Bless you. Bless you twice.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. The third time. It's when it comes in the truth. Are you going to be able to get to break?
Oh, you ever notice if you have to sneeze? It went away, but you ever notice if you have to sneeze, if you look into a light, does that help you sneeze?
No.
Yeah, it's
this is
people,
like the
a big percentage of people, and I'm like one of them, are photosensitive. You look into a light, it helps you sneeze. Yep.
You look into. I'm not trying to look into
Keyshawn,
the light.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Much more coming up on KJM ESPN Radio.
Don't look into the light.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.